We've heard a lot about the budget process in the last couple of weeks and even before. What are these negotiations like for the governor going to talk to the General Assembly about what it is and is not going to be ironed out in these negotiation processes?
Well, it's a really tough dynamic between the governor's office and the legislature, because when the governor of North Carolina, like I did for 4 years, does a budget, you know, it's the legislature that has the last voice in that process. And I remember, you know, every day for about a three-month period, I'd spend 2 or 3 hours going every line of the budget and making some very difficult cuts and taking the heat for it. But then this is the political pressure that you see in Washington, Raleigh. The legislators, if it hurts their hometown, they'll put it right back in after you take all those hits. So it's a very difficult process, but it's a process, you know, I've worked with Art Pope and Lee Roberts and others. I took it very seriously, and about 90% of my budget was accepted. Now, with Josh Stein being the new governor, it's going to be interesting, especially since the legislature does not have a supermajority in both houses. So he might have a little leverage at this point in time.
As you look at this budget, what are some of the key issues you think they're going to be negotiating about?
Well, one key issue that's been avoided, except for Dale Falwell, who was our treasurer, is the unfunded liabilities, which has got to be talked about. You know, we're talking about billions of dollars of unfunded liabilities for both health care for state employees and the pension for state employees. And it's like it's being swept under the rug. One of the great secrets at all state governments is we're supposed to have a balanced budget, but we really don't count the unfunded liabilities. And it's being propped up every year. In fact, it's 15 to 20% of the operating budget is funding these unfunded liabilities for employee retirement, health care, and also state pensions. And someone's got to bring that up now that Dale Falwell's out. And my administration brought it up a lot. But again, that's going to be a huge issue. The other big issue, I think, is infrastructure and roads. And I say the third one is what will happen if some of the federal funding, matching funds, is cut off, especially in health and human services. That's got to be on top of the radar screen.
Yeah, to that end, we hear a lot about federal cuts. How do those potential federal cuts impact North Carolina? And as a governor, are there things you can do to fight for your state to try to get more?
Oh, it's huge. I mean, you're talking at health and human services, probably $15 to $20 billion of funds flows through the state from the federal government. And then also, after the Republican legislature with Governor Cooper finally agreed to do Medicaid expansion, you know, what happens if they don't want to match as much as the federal government promised? That's one reason I didn't do Medicaid expansion, was because I was always worried about down the road the federal government going, you know what, we're not going to match 90%.
You mentioned the unfunded liabilities, which kind of got me thinking a little bit about the state health plan, too. That continues to be a key issue on Jones Street. How much is that going to impact the budget? Maybe not this year, but moving forward over the next several years.
Oh, it's a huge – I mean, again, I if I recall, it was over 15% of the operating budgets. It's never talked about. Part of the reason is the state legislators and the employees are all part of that unfunded liabilities. They get these health care benefits after they retire, and they get pensions too. Something, by the way, for the record, I don't have a pension and a state pension, and nor did I have health care after I left the office. I'm probably the first governor without a pension and health care benefits. But, you know, so every one person voting on that, from the governor to every state legislature, has almost a conflict of interest because they get part of this. Both the pension and the health care benefits.
Curious what you make of the funding for Hurricane Helene victims. We heard yesterday the House passed another $500 million for Hurricane Helene. Talking to Wake County Senator Lisa Grafstein today, she was not super confident that would pass the Senate in its current form. What do you make of all the money that needs to be going out to Western North Carolina and how we get the money to the folks there?
Well, that has to be the priority. And then not only getting the money, but I think we're maybe the administration failed last administration. I don't throw in stones, but even with Hurricane Matthew and the hurricane that followed that, a lot of the money hadn't been spent from the past. Mm-hmm. So you've got to have an operating team in place to make sure that the money is spent wisely and it is spent on long-term needs, especially for Western North Carolina, and that we finish helping Eastern North Carolina on some of the damage and housing issues that are still relevant from past hurricanes. So that has got to be thoroughly discussed. And do you have the team in each of the departments to make sure this is implemented properly? And do you have the federal money also coming in that's guaranteed or not? So there's got to be a direct line of communication with the Trump administration on that. And the private sector and nonprofits.
Former North Carolina Governor Pat McCrory. Governor, always appreciate the time and the perspective and look forward to visiting again sometime real soon.
Call anytime. Take care.
You
Thank
too.
You.
Thanks so much.